more Idaho Matters right now. There's a problem with the mail in Ketchum. Now, mail issues, they aren't new to the community, but this latest one has more than a few people puzzled or really upset, or a combination of both. So to find out more, our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Ketchum Councilman Michael David to find out what's going on. Let's take a listen.
Do I have this right? This latest problem has to do with the fact that Amazon has stopped using UPS to deliver packages to the doorstep. Is that what happened?
That it may have been one of the tipping point issues. I think that, you know, as you stated, we've had issues for quite a while on the delivery of packages in particular over the years. Amazon, their latest decision to not have UPS delivered to the home delivery, where most people are used to putting their home address and having it delivered. You know, I want to say first and foremost, there's some awesome employees at the Ketchum Post Office, and they work so hard. They're overworked in a lot of ways, but this latest thing has tipped their ability to provide service to the citizens of Ketchum and the second homeowners. It's pushed them over the top, and now packages, instead of being, you know, being a little bit of a challenge to get them, whether it's a yellow card at the front of the post office or an extra key to get into one of the lockers, now they're just being sent back to the sender. So it's just made the existing problems even worse. You know, we've been dealing with the fact that we don't have home delivery here in Ketchum for decades, and there's been multiple.
Well, I just pause you there? How come? I mean, I'm going to guess that Ketchum just continues to grow. Sure. Is there a tipping point where it only makes sense to have home delivery?
I think so. There have been numerous attempts by councils before ours to provide home delivery. Once the new post office was built in 1999, there was no incentive for certainly the post office to provide home delivery, and any attempts made by the city were declined.
And in the meantime, I mean, it's required, well, I'm going to guess, I don't know if it's legally required, but you've got to have a post office box to get your mail, and that's an out-of-pocket expense.
You know, I think back in the day, there was a nominal fee, and those of us in Ketchum at the time were okay with paying $20 a year to have this post office that got us our mail. And it was a challenge, but it was nice. And we got it done. We understood it. The problem is that the fees have been increasing, and this whole change in the home delivery of packages coincided with a huge rent in fee increase. And so we went up, we're up to over, for a small box, over $160 a year. And for a lot of people, especially because you got to come up with that in one shot, that's a significant cost.
So I'm sorry, a resident has to pay that much for a box?
Correct. Correct.
$160 a year?
Yes. Yeah. And it went from 60 something to over 160 from last year to this year.
So the days of having a free box, those are gone?
The every time we asked for the free box that's mentioned in the postal code, they tell us that we decided back in 1999 as a city to build a post office, a new post office, and that we didn't want, that's their words, home delivery.
Wow.
And so they based their refusal to give us the no cost post office boxes on our supposed city decision to, that we don't want post office home delivery. And we have done our best searching through, you know, we have, as a council, all the city decisions are kept in the minutes. There's no records of any city decision, and as you know, a city council can't bind the city to anything beyond a year legally, because it changes over time, and certainly in this case the time has dramatically changed, where there is online shopping, especially in a town where we're so remote. You know, we don't have a Target or a Walmart or anything like that, right, that gives us the ability to run down and grab one of those items that you need.
Can I just pause you there for a second? Because this is more than just inconvenience. This is also, I mean, businesses are depending on supplies, right? And inventory.
And you can imagine that as a business, if you're expecting some product to come, right, and it's sent back immediately, sent back to the sender, it's, again, like you said, it's a lot more than an inconvenience. It's a problem with doing business, and we're, as it becomes more and more difficult to you know, keep our heads above the water business wise and cost of everything wise, it's this is one thing that I think has just exploded, and it's been a problem, a little bit of the maybe frog in the boiling water, but to then throw to more than double your cost, your fees per year. It's some people can't flat afford it, George. You know, I mean, that is not an insignificant bill to get. And for something that the rest of the country gets at no cost.
Again, the onus is on the consumer, right? What's the workaround on this? Because you put your street address on some things, but your PO box on other things. How are you getting around this?
Well, the current workaround and is to use the post office as the physical address with your post office box as a kind of a unit number, like if it was a multifamily apartment. That works most of the time.
If I lived in Ketchum and I wanted to order something, I would put the Ketchum street address on as the street address, but my PO box?
Yes, that's what I've been doing. I have it committed to memory. It's 151 4th Street West.
Wow.
and that's a workaround, but it's not really helpful. And then it goes back to our issue, especially with businesses, that you've got to send one of your staff down to the post office and pick up packages rather than having them delivered to your place of business. Oftentimes they're big, you know, and the other thing that we've
seen. Can I assume that these things are piling up?
That was what I was about to say. It's literally piling up, and these employees, and they're having trouble like everyone else hiring sufficient staffing and all that. But what's happening is that so many of these packages are getting dumped on the post office from the private carriers that they are piling up in the back, and the post office gets to those when they're able to. So the USPS mail and packages, they get sorted and delivered immediately. And again, they do a great job. Then the next thing they'll do is get those packages that are from the private carriers. And there is no such thing anymore as overnight delivery in Ketchum. It's going to take at least a day at best if you overnight something to get it. And oftentimes it's 2 or 3 days, and you can get a notice that your package was delivered at, you know, how they give you the tracking number and it says delivered at 3 p.m. and signed by, and it's a post office person's name, but they may not get around to sorting it until 2 days later. And again, it's not a complaint with them. I understand, but it's just, the timeliness factor, it's just not there anymore. Again, we understood for years that it was, there's a price you pay for living in a beautiful old rural place. It's now gotten to a point where we aren't receiving the benefits and amenities that the rest of the country on this. And I understand there's bigger problems in the world, George, but for us to continue, to live our lives the way we have been used to, it's, something's got to change.
That was Ketchum Councilman Michael Davis speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about Ketchum's mail problem. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast White Lies.